Blog Talk Radio. I'm Cindy Sansom-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole.
Hello, Cindy. How are you?
So I like the way you grabbed me to get a little quick reading for someone. I think that's very funny.
And, no, you know what it is? She's, you know, my sister-in-law is a very, very good girl. But she tends to get lost a little bit, and she does have a little degree of trouble in there. And sometimes trouble kind of tricks her and, you know, gets her involved in things that she knows she probably shouldn't be involved in, but she goes towards it anyway. And I personally get a very, very good vibe by the person that she just met. And, you know, she's trying to keep it on a very, very slow and steady and stable path. And, you know, I just figured, you know, before I overthink things and before she jumps into things too quickly, I figured, you know what, we'll get the romance whisperer's advice as to whether or not this is going to be something good for her in the future.
Right, and it looks like she's more scared than he is. Was, well, I could see. It was like, you know, she's got more commitment issues right now. I mean, she's afraid of getting hurt. And, you know, she's taking it a little bit slow because what I could see in the cards is, you know, she wasn't the best picker of people in the past.
That is very true.
She had a real doozy or two here. So, you know, I'm sure it's been a source of angst for her. But he actually looks like a very loving man here, by the way. So,
all right. Awesome. Awesome. I'm happy for her.
Things look
good. I'm happy for her. You know, we're just trying to really keep her and kind of like embrace this and, you know, and you know, just keep her on a good path. And, you know, she's doing very, very well for herself now. Luckily, a lot of the drama that she was involved in is gone now. So, you know, we're just trying to be very, very supportive. And, you know, we want her to have a nice, happy future. We want her to find the love that she deserves.
And you know, we're always talking about how, you know, passion is different than drama. People tend to think, you know, that drama is passion, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Drama is just drama. And unhealed people, their lives always have drama. I give an example.
Oh, yeah.
You know, an unhealed person will, you know, get a speeding ticket, get 10 speeding tickets, shove them in the drawer, and think it's going to go away. Okay, it doesn't go away. Trouble multiplies. So we, we want to be with people who know trouble multiplies. Take care of what you have to take care of. Don't you know, pretend it's going to go away. So you know, there's certain people that their lives are always drama. You know, even when I'm doing readings, you know, for these people, I'm like, you know, you're making half the drama yourself by just not taking care of what you should be taking care of all along. So, you know, it's just funny how it takes us a while to just realize we don't want any more drama.
Yep, and that's pretty much where she's at now. She wants something that's going to be no nonsense.
Right, and are you feeling the same way, that you don't want all that drama in your life?
Oh, me? Oh, yeah.
Right, you know what that's like. You've had plenty of.
I know exactly what that's like, and that's what kind of scared me a little bit. Like in the past, like my sister-in-law kind of reminded me of me. You know, it's like, you know, if there was a kitchen on fire, instead of running away like everybody else, she'd run right through. You know, so she kind of reminded me of me a little bit with some of my more destructive behavior. And then, you know,
well,
luckily I grew up.
That's why I wanted to bring it up a bit, because I remember the old Nicole.
No.
I remember the old Nicole. Okay, where there was a lot of drama, okay? And and I haven't heard that Nicole in a long time. So
yes,
I'm really happy about that you've managed. Now, we do have a couple of people that said they were going to call in tonight, and We have the 917 number 231, and I promise
yeah,
I would
I
put her
it.
Through because she had emailed me, and she's one of my regular clients. I think she's called in the show before. I'm not sure. And
okay.
So you can pick that up, and this sure. way you can then screen some of the other callers that we have.
Of course.
We do have a lot of callers tonight, which is always good. We love that.
No, we've got a lot of people pressing the number one. And just for everybody else that's listening out there, if you do want to talk to Cindy tonight, please press the number
Nicole,
one so that we
you press the one. And, Nicole, I have to tell you that people will say when I'm posting, you know, it's an automatic post on my Facebook page about the show, and it, you know, says about me, and then Gene Steele wrote, and don't forget Nicole. So, you know.
I love her. I love Jean. So, all right, we're going to go over to the 917 area code. As usual, I never screen the first caller. We're going to see who is waiting for us there. And hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so who is on the air for our listeners today?
My name is Jessica.
Okay, Jessica, I loved your email yesterday. So if you can kind of surmise it a bit for our listeners, because I thought it was just a great email. I found it
mm-hmm.
interesting you used the word love triangle because my husband has a novel coming out which is called Triangle Love.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been editing it, and I'm like, I can't believe she puts that here, the love triangle. So I said, we have to definitely put Jessica through
yeah.
tonight.
Oh, okay. Thank you for picking me. I have spoken to you for the past year. I was in a tumultuous relationship where I was like trying to change somebody for many years, and it was very hard for me to get over him. It took me a little bit more than a year and a half, and just finished nursing school, and instead of studying for my boards, I was kind of like, oh, I kind of need a little like love spark in my life. Which is a bad thing, but so this is a weird thing. I need two James.
Okay, so at least you have James 1 and James 2. Okay, at least if you're dating them both, you at least won't mix up a name. That's good.
Yeah, and the second one, this is a funny thing. He kind of looks like my ex, exactly from the side, but not from the front, and he's the total opposite of my ex and super, super nice. So I don't know, because he's getting out of a relationship that he was in for like 6 months, but he seems more sensitive than me. So I'm being wary because he's already told me that he wants to have kids with me. So, and the other one is like really interesting. He works for like NASA and is like a big inventor. He's really nice too, but I don't know right now what to do. I'm confused.
Okay, now, you know, do you feel, let's do the first James, the one who
mm-hmm.
sort of looks a little like your ex, which means he's sort of your type,
oh,
I imagine.
The second one, it looks
the
like.
Second one, my, the second
yeah,
one looks
mm-hmm.
like your, yeah, okay, he yeah. looks like your, so he's your type, your physical type anyway.
Yes.
Okay, do you have a heart connection with him? Do you feel any
yes.
of that going?
Yeah.
Okay, how about with your soul? Do you feel like?
I do, because
okay.
I told myself, I was like, oh God, we went to high school together, and I haven't seen him in 12 years. He was in the Navy, and when I was telling God, I was like, God, it would be so nice to see James. And then I saw him at the beach, but I didn't go up to him because I didn't want to be like, okay, you know. But I saw the smile that he had, and I just melted, and then I contacted him, and we've been talking every day since, so.
And I love the way that you contacted him, because my mission on this show is women do not sit around and wait till the guy asks you and makes the move, because then you're only being with men who pick you. How about you pick somebody you like and
yeah.
contact him? You're not asking him to marry you, but you're asking him, you know, let's talk, let's communicate. So I'm very proud of you with that. That
Thank
shows
you.
Very 21st century. Okay, you like talking with him when you're talking? You're enjoying it?
I do, very much. Yes.
Okay, and you definitely have that body chemistry, just the way you said, you know, when you saw him, you know, you melted. So I don't even have to ask you that. So you have that heart, soul, mind, body.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And now with the other James, do you have a heart connection?
Yeah, but I kind of broke it because I slept with him, like, very fast, and I don't like him that much anymore, I guess.
Okay, good. And I'm always saying okay, good, because, you know, sometimes – you know, we can have an illusion about a person, and it, you know,
mm-hmm.
for you, I think you're sleeping with him faster than, you know, sooner than later was probably better, because he sort of got it and you realized there wasn't that body connection
mm-hmm.
that you need. You know, you really need to have a
yeah.
body, heart, soul connection. So I'm glad you got that out of your system. But he seems like a nice guy, and I guess you don't want to hurt him.
Yeah. And the other one's very, like, very opposite of normal guys that I've met, and he's very, like, very gentlemanlike, and he's not putting any moves, so I'm kind of surprised. Like, I kind of like that. I'm like, wow, there are guys like that, you know, so.
Okay, so now, with the James that you're most drawn to, are you, you know, trying to see him or date him? I know you talk a lot.
We did go on. I haven't been on a motorcycle in like 10 years, and we went for like a nice 40-mile ride last night. And it's nice. We just talked, and I made some sandwiches, and we had a fun time on the beach. That's all. I'm just talking.
Okay, good. So you are dating.
I guess that is dating. Yeah.
Okay. And again, you want to start this out kind of on the right foot. So, you know, are you going to talk about, you know, wanting to see him more? I mean, are you, I guess you could still date the other James if you wanted to, if you're not exclusive with.
Yeah.
But he
texts me like all throughout the night, and he just, like, out of nowhere, he says he likes, like, little nothings. And I was like, wow, somebody else has insomnia like me. But it's nice, but it's, like, and I get a little skeptical because he was in a relationship and he was so heartbroken after 6 months. So I'm just wondering, like, maybe he's just finding comfort. That's what scares me.
And, again, you're not going to know these things without putting 2 feet in a relationship.
Yeah.
So you sort of have 1 foot with the one James, 1 foot with the other. It's kind of like you don't want to be hurt, so you kind of, you know, you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But love can't grow without 2 feet in and some trust. And, you know, I don't doubt that, you know, he was hurt in the 6 months and, it, you know, it's not what he wanted and he got hurt. You know, two of you have been hurt, and that's what happens sometimes in love. But, you know, sometimes God needs us to learn the lessons that we can't fix people, and maybe he needed to learn that. I know you've learned that. Flow as you were to learn it, my dear. But you did learn it. Now God can bring two genuinely good people together. And when two good people are together, it's what Nicole and I were talking about. You have passion, but you don't have that drama. Doesn't that seem nice?
Yeah, it does.
But if you keep the other James in the picture, you know, you could end up having some drama you don't want.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe you need to have to talk, you know, with the one you really have the connection with. Ask him, you know, what are we to each other? Are we dating? What are we, you know, should I not see other people? Are you not seeing other people? I just want to know. You have a right to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's never too soon to ask it. Because if he says, well, I just got out of a relationship, so I don't really want to start one. And so then you would be safe to continue to see anybody else you wanted to. But you might want to be a little bit honest with him because you're a good catch. I don't think, you know. He's a pretty monogamous guy usually. It's not like he really likes to casually date.
That.
So he's really, he has a grandfather who passed away who said he's really pretty old-fashioned. So I think if you just put the cards on the table, look, you know, I was in a relationship for a long time, and I know the rules seem to have changed in the dating world out here, but I'm kind of old-fashioned. So when I date someone, I like them to be only dating me. I don't know if you feel the same way. Because he is pretty old-fashioned.
Yes.
You might want to mention that to him. But I don't really see it so much as a love triangle because I don't see the other one really here for very long. You know, he's a nice enough guy, but you, why waste time with someone you know isn't going to be the one if, you know. I mean, it would be okay if you didn't have anybody else, but still, when we date someone we don't really feel that soulmate connection, you have to keep in mind that it can keep you from finding a soulmate because you're spending time with them. So if you're just looking for casual, then I tell people, that's great, stay with it. But if you really want a soulmate, ultimately you can't waste time with people because if you're out with them 3 nights a week, well, that you could be looking for someone else or doing events that you could find someone else.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it actually looks good on the one who had his heart broken. You just have to, you know. God knows what time it's on the planet, and it seems, you know, he's a good catch, and if he had been left out on the open market too long, you know, yeah, so I think you acted good and quick, and I think your spirit guides, and I don't, if you look back later, like 20 years from now, you're going to say, I don't know why I did that, acted so quickly. Probably because, you know, his grandfather was saying, you know, he's available.
Yeah.
Now, you know, dead people are popping thoughts in our head. Don't waste your time. Get going, get moving. But it looks actually very promising on him. So I would just kind of ask what you are, because I don't want you to start a relationship wrong. I mean, you slept with the other guy pretty quickly, so that makes it almost like you're a booty call from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, booty calls don't become girlfriends. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
Human consciousness takes thousands of years to evolve. Men have not evolved enough where a booty call becomes a girlfriend. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, a booty call is a booty call, and maybe that's what you wanted it to be, and you knew you didn't feel that great about him, and you just felt like owning your own body back now because you're not with your ex, and maybe you needed to have that experience where I own me.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably felt good to break, you know, to really break that bond with your ex.
Yeah.
But, you know, I noticed with this guy, you're not so fast to jump in bed. You're trying to make sure this is...
Oh, no, yeah. I want to wait. Like, I want him to be like, wow, you know?
Okay.
I can wait. You know, I can wait. I have good resistance sometimes, you know. You all have the animal, you know?
Oh, yes, thank you. I love that about you. You're so adorable. And again, you know, he's a person who, you know, let him, you know, take you on those romantic bike rides and the beach. And because what we were talking about in our last show is that romance seems to be gone and courting's gone. And we have to bring back that courting and that romance and the way that we start a relationship, speaking so kindly to each other and nicely, is the way it will continue. So how we start a relationship is how it's going to be. I mean, yesterday my husband was sailing and he took one of his friends on the boat, and he calls me, and I hear him, you know, he's talking, okay, darling, can you come to dinner with us, darling? I miss you so much. And he was so sweet. And his friend went like this, is that how I'm supposed to be talking to my wife? Like, he was like shocked. And TJ's like, well, that's how we've always talked to each other.
Aww,
so you want to start it in the beginning with that courting and that specialness and those kind words.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think... what his grandfather is telling me, I'm not sure if it was she cheated on him. Do you know about that? There was something not great about her. She didn't tell the whole truth.
She actually was everything that he tells me about what she says to him, like in the past, was exactly everything my ex said to me. So I found that very weird. Like the constant, like what, like you know, putting down. Why are you doing something? It's like to me that signs of somebody cheating on you. And
right, and so if you're going to have a relationship with him, then I would advise you to be honest, which means if he finds out you have another James, he might get really angry that, you know, you kept something from him. And if you're not exclusive, then telling him you are seeing somebody else isn't wrong.
Yeah, I definitely want to nip it in the bud with the other one, because I don't feel in my heart that I should continue, that I don't feel like that, but... I don't want to also make him feel like, oh, she wants to be my girlfriend, and then scare him away at the same time. Like, I don't, so that's why. I'm
and again, again, why are people so afraid of the truth? I mean, if you like him and you care about him, then it's kind of be honest that you have. You're not sure if you should stop seeing this person. He's not the love of your life. He's never going to be. But you know, I just want to know what kind of relationship are we having here?
Yeah.
And see, because he's kind of old fashioned, so
he
may assume you're not seeing anybody.
Yeah.
And then you know, that's a big assumption. But
yeah, I haven't seen the other one in like 2.5 weeks. Because I don't want to see him. So, but also I'm scared. I don't know if he likes me the same way. Because he'll throw me messages that seem like he really likes me. But then he'll play very cool for the next few days. So I'm kind of confused about that.
Well, that's people that are afraid of commitment. So he may, you know, have been hurt and he's afraid.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like... You don't want him to be calling all the shots either. That's why, you know, you can wait a week or two, whatever, but there's got to be a point where you're going to say, what are we?
That's true.
You know, when I'm with a man, I you know, I'm very sensitive. If I'm with a man, I like him to call me, and I like it to be consistent. You know, I don't, you know, just tell them what you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll do
that. Everybody seems to be so afraid to tell them what they want. If they're going to be run away because they're commitment phobics, they're going to run.
That's true.
And if they're not commitment phobics and they are old-fashioned, they pretty much appreciate that, oh, wow, you know, we're a couple. That's nice. You know, you take some relief off of him. I'm not surprised that you would have met him in high school years back because soulmates oftentimes meet, you know, when the universe can bring them in alignment with each other.
Yeah.
But they need to learn certain lessons before they can be brought back together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just proud of you, you know, that you've just changed so much. You've just going after what you want. Close the door on your ex. It took a while. You did your mourning period. You know, I told you you can't bypass the mourning.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it. You didn't just rush. But now you're ready to start that life. And, you know, he's a good guy. So, you know, follow your gut, follow your instincts. But before you sleep with him, might be the time to say you don't sleep with people or sleeping with other people. So if we're going to take it to that step, I'm a girlfriend.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's when you have some negotiation before you sleep with somebody. It's not the time to tell them after you sleep with them that now I don't want you to sleep with any of people. Could you do me a favor and call in again soon? Because everybody's going to love to follow you. You're the cutest thing.
Thank you so much. You're the best.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
She's so cute. Now, Nicole, I can't believe you put another love triangle up here.
I did.
Don't you find that funny that I've been editing the book Triangle Love for 3 months and finished it, and now we're just working on the cover and stuff, and like today we have two love triangles. Yeah. And I should be surprised at the synchronicity of that. You know what I mean? But I am. I'm always surprised.
I don't know why you're surprised.
Even though I've been doing
this
for 20.
Like it's just. Everything with you is just kismet. Everything just falls into place exactly the way that it is. I never ever worry about anything like that when it comes to you.
And well, it's so funny. Today I said to, you know, anybody who knows me, someone asked me recently, what would you do if it was your last day on Earth? I said I'd eat Carvel and I just eat ice cream all day. Because, you know, it's one of the things I love, but I don't eat ice cream, you know, very rarely, but I'd eat it all day. So today I said, God, give me a sign that I'm doing good and you're happy with me. So we went to Flo's today, and which is a little place where you can eat after we went swimming. And on the sign it says, eat more ice cream. Now, I thought that's what God was telling me, eat more ice cream. I'm really happy with you. Eat more ice cream. You have to wait till you...
I love it.
Isn't that a cute message?
I absolutely love it. Yes. I think that's awesome.
So we now have Heather. Okay, explain this one to me.
We do.
And do I know her? Do
I
know her?
You know what? Heather has not called into the show before,
but
she was highly recommended to call into the show by somebody that she knows, who obviously knows you and knows the show.
Good.
So thank you very much for the recommendation to whoever Heather's friend is on that note. So Heather is over in Queens, and basically she's got a couple questions for you, Cindy, but the main thing that's kind of on her mind right now is her love life. She seems very, very confused. She's interested in two separate people, and she finds herself amidst a triangle. So she really needs your advice to know, you know, where to go. So here we go to Heather in Queens. Hello, Heather.
Okay,
you are
good.
On the air.
Hi, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Okay, so you've been with two different people for a while, or is it one is new and one is old?
I was with my ex-boyfriend, and today is actually 8 years that we were together, and we're still kind of,
your phone is breaking up. Can you move to a different spot?
Yes, I can. Can you hear
good.
Me better now?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay
so you were
okay.
with someone for 8 years.
Yes. Let me just make sure that my door is closed. Hear me a little bit better. So we were together for 8 years, and we still, you know, are together, but we're not really together. But I'm seeing somebody else that I feel like is really going to, blossom or grow into something, and I'm not sure if that's the case yet.
Okay, and again, it's very hard if you have one foot in and one foot out of another relationship, which you've had for 8 years, one foot in, one foot out. Now, normally, every 5 years, God asks us, you know, fix this or leave it. So at the five-year mark, I'm sure was when God was probably telling you what's with this relationship. But he's sort of gone into the level of almost toxic, where you know no matter what you do or he does, you're always going to be together somehow. So, you know, letting go of him might be very hard for you because it's sort of been the level of addiction at this point. We know we're together,
absolutely,
we're not together. And, you know, he's sort of like your heroine now. You know, you need your fix of him. And now God has brought another man. Oftentimes the man that's brought when we should be leaving one man is what I call the methadone man or the Suboxone man. He's not always necessarily going to be the knight in shining armor and going to rescue us. But God may be wanting you to get rid of your ex and finally start moving on. And this man has been brought to sort of help you break away. Does your ex know that you're seeing someone else? You know.
No.
Okay.
Not really. Like he knows, but that I, you know, I told him that I, you know, will move on eventually, and you know, he doesn't know the specifics.
Okay, and he doesn't believe you'll ever move on. He's pretty cocky that way, by the way. He just, I'm just telling you, your spirit guides are laughing because this man thinks she's always going to be there because she's always been there. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking you?
I'm 38.
Okay, I'm not surprised because your generation has a lot of trouble committing. And there's a lot of, mostly the way they describe their relationships, they're, you know, they're, it's on and off. There are these on and off things that go on. And I think you're getting to the age where you might want something more permanent. Your ex doesn't look like he's going to change much. He's a pretty manipulative guy. Have you seen that with him?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. He's what we call the un-unfixable. He manipulates. He's a narcissist. He rewrites history, and he believes it's bullshit, by the way. He really believes it happened the way he told you. And he believes it. So, like, he could pass a lie detector test. I'm sorry. He believes it. He's also very judgmental of others. He's hard on other people. You know, he'll judge you. He'll judge other people. He's not going to change, and I think you realize that, that he is who he is. Trying to let go of him is difficult for you, but this other man's been brought, and does the other man know about your long-term relationship?
And he does, and he has his reservations about, you know, moving into something more permanent because he's afraid that I'm going to go back to him. He's also been divorced. You know, he hasn't, you know, he's been hurt before, so I understand the reservations, but I just don't know if, like, does he have, like, those genuine feelings towards me? Should I allow myself to continue with him and, you know, progress, or should I?
But isn't it funny how you would stay in a toxic relationship for 8 years? Because people stay in bad relationships forever, okay? They just do. But you're so afraid to take a leap of faith into something new. I mean, you're wanting to stay with the devil, you know. That's what humans want to do. Okay, he's the devil, you know. First of all, your ex can't even hurt you anymore. You don't even care what he does. Really, it's like to the point where I don't really care. So staying with him is, you know, you're not going to get hurt anymore. He's hurt you a lot in the past.
I feel that way. You're right. You're right about that.
So he's the safety guy. He's the safety net, okay? He's the one. Maybe it was soulmate 8 years ago. Do you think you had loved him as a soulmate when you first met him with your heart?
Absolutely.
Okay.
With my whole heart and soul.
Right. So I know he was a soulmate. And usually, you know, 1% of people maintain soulmate love. It goes up and down a ladder. Yours went all the way down to toxic due to his, like, toxic behaviors. You've shut up a lot, and it's kind of gone to mediocre. It's not really toxic. Another woman would have already killed him. It's a testimony to you that man's still walking on the planet, okay? So I'm going to call this toxic love, which becomes an addiction. It's not good for us. We go back for more. You kept hoping that somehow you could bring it back up to soulmate, but we can't fix this guy, so there's no way this is ever going to be soulmate again. The best it's going to be is mediocre if you shut up. Now, you're being given another man who's been hurt. I understand he's afraid because he doesn't want to get his heart ripped out. And, you know, if he didn't care so much about you, he'd probably just stick around and, you know, screw the hell out of you. Why not? Let's just have sex. I mean, I don't care. I'm not going to get hurt. I'll get sex for a couple of months. I don't care what she does. She goes back to him. She doesn't go back. Why care? He obviously cares about you because he's not just wanting to be with you that way. And he's letting you know that I don't really do this. I'm not the kind of person who does this. And, you know, maybe God's putting him in this position because his, you know, wife cheated on him so he can stop judging. You know, sometimes people get involved in affairs because it happens.
You mean, do you think his wife was cheating on him?
There's something that went on between the wife. I don't think she ever admitted it to him, by the way. You know, she's the kind of a person who's very narcissistic. She'll never tell the truth. And if he doesn't really know the whole truth, at some level she feels she could walk back in his life later on. So he's trying to close the door on her and move forward. But, you know, you're going to have to, you know, realize you need to take a leap of faith here. I got the fool card on. You got to be a fool to fall in love. You got to be a fool to take a chance. But, you know, your ex can sabotage us because he's going to start telling you everything you want to hear. We'll get married. We'll do this. He's going to tell you everything you want to hear so that you'll, you know, go back to him. It's letting go of something and moving forward and having that leap of faith. You're not leaving your ex for this man. You're leaving your ex because you got to leave him.
Yeah.
I mean, and the man that you that you're drawn to seems like a very nice man. Yes, he's been hurt. He has children, by the way.
Yes, he does.
Okay, for you know, because for his children's sake, God would like these kids to see a better version of love than they saw. And you know, the universe would like him to be with a soulmate. He wasn't really responsible for the ending of his marriage. She was. He's kind of old-fashioned. You know, he liked being married. He didn't necessarily like being married to her. But he's sort of old-fashioned. Have you figured that out?
Yes.
So, you know, he's new to the dating world now, and this kind of Sex and the City woman who wants her cake and eat it too is a little bit disturbing to him, and that's how he's going to view you as a woman who wants her cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
And that's not you. You're a pretty monogamous person normally. I mean, you have a grandmother who passed away. Do you remember your grandma?
Like my mother. She was my second. She was my father passed away when I was really young. So my grandmother was like the, you know, mom and my.
Right. She's the one that knows you very well. And she's saying, this isn't you. You normally would, you know, meet a nice man like this and want a relationship. That's you. You've been with your ex so long, you don't even know who you are anymore. And, you know, she's saying, I like this new man. And, yeah, he's got some baggage. He's got kids. So you got to, you know, maybe you're a little afraid of that. You don't just take on him. You take on his children. And are you willing to do that?
Of course. I mean, of course. I mean, like, if you know what, I was afraid because my son also. And, you know, I began to, like, love them. And then when you love them, I mean, and it's hard when you break up with a child, too. So I didn't think I was going to do that again. But I don't know. I kind of feel like with the other one, it's like, my feelings are just running really rampant and deep right now.
Okay.
I'm
and
scared,
again.
And I'm very scared.
Okay. There's two paths in life, love and fear. Okay, to go back to your ex is the path of fear because it's the devil you know. He can't hurt you. It's safe at some level to take a leap of faith, and this is scary. You know, this man you like, and if you don't want to get hurt again, you don't trust your judgment anymore. You know, and it's really, you know, God is asking, put 2 feet somewhere, 2 feet in back with your ex and see if you could fix that. Or take 2 feet out, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, the way you've had with your ex for the last couple of years. Nothing will be fixed. Nothing's going to change. That's the old we till death do us part kind of relationships where people always wanted to leave. They just couldn't. Nothing ever changed. So love can be fixed with your ex, either putting 2 feet in with him. If he doesn't want that, then that's not an option. Then take 2 feet out completely. Maybe he'd have to miss you. You haven't given him an opportunity to miss you. You haven't given him an opportunity to know.
I'm always there.
Right. So you haven't been karmically correct with him by taking 2 feet out and saying, this is not what I signed on for. So you can take 2 feet out now and put them in with this new man and, you know, see what happens there. But you're just scared now. You're just so afraid of getting hurt that you're going to ultimately, you know, really be sad if this man just says, I've had enough of it with you. I don't want to do this I don't want all this drama. I don't have time for the drama.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. Your grandma likes him. She says he's a good guy. He has a good heart. You know, he's a hardworking guy. You know, he's a person who's loyal by nature, as you are. And, you know, how long have you known the second guy?
4 years. He was married to one of my friends.
Okay, so you've known him a long time. It's not like he's going to be the prince that becomes the beast. You kind of know
no.
who this guy is.
Yeah.
Okay, and now, and how long have you been sort of dating or whatever you want to call what you're doing?
It's almost 2 months.
Okay. 3 months is normally when the prince becomes the beast, and so far he's been good to you, right, in the 2 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
He has been.
Okay, good. You know, you've gotten 2 months with him. Do you feel like you want to be with him?
I do. That's the thing that scares me, I guess. Maybe, you know, just I'm always, like, running in the same circle right now, like, because I still want to hold on to what I had. And maybe, like, it's so over that I'm scared, like you said. And, you know, and honestly, the new one, it just took me by a whirlwind. And I really
right,
surprised. Didn't think I would feel, I didn't think
because
that
we
either.
Have more than one soulmate. God would not have brought you the second soulmate if the first one had any chance of becoming a soulmate ever again. You just have to mourn for the ending of that relationship and close it. It's like, but it is like heroin. You go back for more and you kick yourself in the ass when you do it. And you wonder, why am I going back to him? And, you know, you might have some issues with your own parents' relationship. And you said your dad died when you were young, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How old were you when he died?
4.
Okay. Children, and your dad loved you very much. Do you know that?
I hope so.
He loved you very much.
Thank you.
Sometimes we need the dead to talk because, you know, I wrote my book, Grant Me a Higher Love, because I know what it is to love a man whose mom died when he was 8. He was incapable of loving. And people who lose a parent when they're young have a lot of trouble loving because they don't want to love somebody who could die in them. At this point, if your ex died, it's going to be a relief in another 5 years. You'll be like, oh, shoot, he's out of here. It isn't going to hurt. You're now, really, you'll be like, I might even kill him. Who cares? He's dead. This new man brings up, you're laughing, but you know it's true. The new man is bringing up your fear of loving someone who could die on you. You don't have any children, Heather?
Just 2 chihuahuas.
Okay, if you had had a baby, you might have overcome your fear of loving someone who could die in you. A lot of times people who have that fear go sort of ass backwards. They marry
will
a man, they don't...
Will I have a baby?
Yes, and that's why the universe is saying, and your dad is saying, I like this man. And you have to overcome your fear of loving someone who could die on you. And, you know, some of your unhealed issues about your dad dying on you happen when you try to break up with your ex. All of a sudden, all the losses of your life come back, including the big whammy, the loss of your father, which you never, according to your grandmother, you never fully mourned for him. Because you were 4 and nobody knew how to teach you how to mourn. They didn't know how to do it. Your grandmother loves you, but she's saying, I didn't know how to help you with that. I only knew how to love you, but I didn't know how to keep your dad alive and help you mourn for him. So you've never really mourned for your dad, so maybe in closing the door with your ex, you can use this as a moment to mourn for your father, and that a lot of feelings that are coming up are your feeling of abandonment and missing a man you loved very much. And then allowing yourself to love this new soulmate who your dad seems to really like. And he's a very kind man, your father. Did anybody tell you about him at least?
Yes, everybody, every day. And I'm very lucky. I have really beautiful parents.
He's a really good man. He was a very kind man. And know that he feels bad because he knows you're having trouble moving on because of the loss of him. You know, if you want babies, Heather, you can't waste too much time with 1 foot in, 1 foot out with the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having a baby is scary to you too because you would have to love somebody. And there's always that fear, what if something happened to my child? So these are big primal fears that you're overcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And what's our choice? You're going to have a half-assed love the rest of your life that you don't care if he dies? Is that how we're going to live life?
No.
The dead never regret loving. Your father does not regret loving your mom and loving you with all his heart. He loved the best he could. He doesn't have a lot of regrets about loving. Most dead people have a lot of regrets. They could have, would have, should have loved better. It's not your father.
No.
So you want to be a man like your father, a person like your father when you die, someone who loved the best they could, not someone who was afraid to love. But, you know, you're going to get a clear sign from your dad in the next day or two. And just know that he likes the new man. He hates your ex. He hates him. He can't stand him. He says, I can't stand him. He's only going to hurt you. You're a good catch. In 8 years, he hasn't grown up. He's pretty immature. If you want to be mommy to a boy the rest of your life, stay with that one. But, you know, this man's been brought to you, and, you know, putting 2 feet in is important. And, you know, about a month from now, he's going to tell you, you know, it's over. If you don't put 2 feet in, it's over. And he doesn't want to be the one giving you an ultimatum. But, you know, I want, you know, he's loving himself the way he would love his own child. He wouldn't want someone to hurt his child the way that you could potentially hurt him.
Okay.
So, you know, committing to putting your 2 feet in doesn't mean he's the one you're going to marry. It means it's one you're committing to and you want to see what's here and you want to start it out right and special. And that's important. And he's a good guy. He really is a good guy. So, you know, why don't you call him?
Am I on the right path with the right person? I mean,
right?
I don't know.
It looks very good right now. Again, if you screw it up, you might regret it. But you can understand this man's going to get mad in about a month. He's going to have had enough of this because he's going to want you to, you know, commit. And you want to be with a man who wants you to commit. This is pay dirt. You know, most of the men don't want commitment out there.
Yeah.
So if he's willing to commit to you, it's a good offer here. Why don't you do me a favor and call us in a few weeks and let us know what you've decided? Your father said, I'm going to, like, really get you broken up with your ex, by the way. Your father says, it's called smearing your face in crap. He goes, I'll just engineer some things, you know, dangle a woman in front of him that he'll just jump at and walk away from you. He'll do what he has to do to end this. Because if you're not strong enough to walk away, your father says, I'll get in here and fix it. And I'm laughing because your father's like, and I'll do what I have to do. I mean, I'm just laughing at him because I don't care. I don't care if he gets me in trouble, you know. And I'm laughing because we don't want your dad in trouble. But he says, I'll do what I have to do. And
thank you, Daddy.
You just know that your dad, he loves you very, very much. He's a very smart man. He's very kind. I like him very much. Not all dead people are nice. Your dad happens to be a nice person who's crossed over. He says he's claiming to have brought this new man into alignment with you after just at the perfect timing. So it's a gift from your father. Would that help you accept it a little better?
Yeah.
Are you working in a restaurant?
No, I'm actually, it's my dog, so I'm sorry about
it. No, it sounded like you were in a restaurant with a lot of noise. But
no.
Anyway, we're going to try to take another caller. It did come from your dad, so.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to
you,
and thanks for calling in, Heather from Queens.
I will definitely call you soon.
Okay, we like to hear the continuing sagas, okay?
Yes.
Okay,
thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Now we have Justine. I'm glad you screened her. She was another one I was going to tell you we have to screen tonight.
Yes,
so you're very psychic.
Screen Justina, and of course our listeners know who Justina is. Justina, what are we going to do with her, Cindy? She did email you last week and she couldn't get through, but now she's still, you know, with the situation with the ex. She's still not over him. She understands that he's not the right person for her.
And why does
Nicole?
Why does she understand that? What is this person like? Can you clarify our listeners who might be the first time listening?
Well, he started out the prince, and then, you know, he became the beast. And, you know, I think that over time she's realizing that, you know, she just doesn't deserve the behavior that he's giving her. And, you know, I'm going to let her re-synopsize her situation with him when she gets on the line with you, Cindy. you know, but, you know, she's, you know, she needs something to happen. She needs to know the feelings are still there. She knows it's toxic, but how does she get over the toxicity so that she can bring into her life the person that you are seeing in her future? So this is Justina.
Wow. I think we got Justina.
Hello, Justina. You are on the
air. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Justina. Now, Justina, we're going to just, like, let our listeners hear. What are some of the crimes that your ex is guilty of?
A lot. He stole things from me.
I wonder if
he did me. The list goes on and on and on.
He didn't come home at night. He drinks.
Yeah.
He got another woman pregnant or almost whatever that is. You know, he doesn't want to be near you if you don't give him money. He's the real mommy to a boy kind of guy out there. And, you know, you're like Heather. Heather, for 8 years, was going back and forth with a man, you know, who wasn't good for her.
Right, and I don't want to be in this same kind of relationship in 8 years. Like, I feel like it's gone too long.
Right, and that's why it was important that Heather was read before you were read, because now she's learned some bad behaviors herself. Now she's gotten so she can't commit. She's gotten so she's doesn't know what she wants anymore. And, you know, well, for you, you have to go cold turkey. You're not texting him or talking to him at all, are you?
Well, I was yesterday, and I told him that we shouldn't talk anymore. We're not good for each other. So ever since last night, I haven't spoken to him. But then he, like, called me after I texted him that, and, like, at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I asked him, you know, did he read my text message? He was like, yeah, but I just want to show you something or something. I don't even know what he said because I just, like, cut him off, and I was like, well, you know, we shouldn't talk anymore, and bye, and that was it.
Okay, and know that as long as you're still communicating to him, you're making this harder on yourself because it's like you're addicted to heroin, you wean off for a day or two, and then you shoot up again. And,
yeah,
you know, this is deadly heroin, this guy, because he's cheating on you, and he cheats on with people because he gets drunk, and who knows who he's cheating. And you could really get HIV or herpes from him. I mean, this is not a joke. This man is not
right.
Good. So you
but it's like, how do I get over him? Because it's so hard. Like, after everything he's done to me, like, I still have feelings for him. And my friends, some of my friends tell me, like, you know, like, why do you still have feelings for him? Like, don't you get it by now?
And again, you're not going to stop loving him, okay, because he was a soulmate. Nobody's telling you to stop loving him. You could love him with your heart, your soul, and your mind. You just can't
put
your
body
into it. But you're not going to be able to stop loving him. So just stop wasting your energy on that. What you did was fall out of liking him. You don't like him.
Right.
He's not a very likable person, okay? And, mm-hmm. you know, trying to stop loving a person is something that is, you know, love is not in our control. You can't will it away or wish it away. What
mm-hmm.
you can do is, you know, love him like you would love a dead person. They're dead and you still love them, but you can't be with them on this earth plane. It's impossible to be with a dead person on an earth plane. You have to look at him as the realm of someone who died, because the person you fell in love with doesn't exist.
Right.
You fell in love with an illusion.
Right, but then he'll, like, tell me things and be like, you know, I do love you and stuff like that, and it just gets me, like, confused.
Okay, of course he loves you. You're very lovable. Why wouldn't he love you? I'm not doubting he loves you, but love isn't words, it's actions. And his actions are not that of a loving person. A loving person doesn't cheat on you, steal from you, not speak to you if you don't, you know, give them money. A loving person goes to work and helps. They don't expect you to do all the work. They come home at night. So, you know, words, anybody could say, I love you. But what is his action saying? And he knows what he's doing. And you're allowing yourself to keep getting hurt by him because you want to hear that he loves you. You want to still have a connection with him. And you'll take whatever he'll give you. But then it breaks your heart later on. He loves you. There's no doubt this man loves you. He just doesn't know how to love. He's become his father, maybe a worse version of his father.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know why.
But do you think, like, he's because I know he's with other people and stuff, but do you think it's like the same feelings he has for me?
No, he must have done something, something good for being brought a soulmate like you. So maybe he decided he was going to clean up his act, and he was going to, you know, if he found somebody he loved, he would really commit. He might have had a thought like that. And the universe mm-hmm. brought you, and maybe for a month or so he was on good behavior, and then he went back to his old behaviors. You're a soulmate. The other people he's with are very low level of love, narcissistic,
mm-hmm.
meant to last a minute. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have the same feelings for them, but all love looks about the same the first minute.
Right.
Know that, no, he will not be granted another soulmate. He's responsible for the ending of this. You would be granted another soulmate, by the way.
Well, when am I going to meet him?
And again, the desperation in your voice is, like, God doesn't want people to be so needy. You have to be able to stand on your own two feet.
I know, but I feel like maybe that's why I can't, like, get over him, because there's, like, no one in my life.
Then they'll bring you what we call the methadone man.
Right.
Okay. You know, he'll have more of the same flaws as the last one. He'll tell you everything you want to hear, and then 6 months from now, you're going to have to withdraw from that one. I'm trying to save you that guy, because that's
right.
just another heartbreak. Because
yeah.
there's no knight in shining armor going to rescue us. You
yeah.
have to stand on your own two feet without a man, and you can financially. You can in many ways. It's just this is very
Yeah, and
needy.
I've been doing it. I mean, I have my own apartment. I got an apartment so me and him can live together, and he lived with me for a month. But, you know, I didn't, like, go back to live with my parents. I pay my bills, my rent. So I know, like, that's not an issue. It's just sometimes I get lonely and I think about him.
Right. And it's also, you know, Janis Joplin said, it's not just losing you that brought me down so low. I can't just haven't found a good man to take your place. You don't have
yeah.
a good man to take his place, okay? And that's what you want. And I don't want you to get so comfortable living alone that you and so jaded. You don't want a man. I'm glad that you do want love in your life. But I want you to just
you gotta
concentrate
want love
on
all
self-love.
The right, reason, so.
Right. And you know, self-love. Why don't you sign up for a dance class or something so that you can get in, you know, better shape and look good and love yourself and meet some new friends. Try to do some things for yourself. Be a lover to yourself.
Right.
You know, and be that lover and treat yourself well. Nicole, you're pretty good at, like, this stuff, better than me, because I'm not as tough as Nicole can be. You know, unfortunately,
I know. Justine, I just want you to just know that whenever she turns it over to me like that, it usually means that you're in for it. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Okay. Give you a fair warning.
Bad cop.
But
I'm
no,
the good
in all seriousness, I have been you before. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I have been in a relationship where I overstayed, where I it was the last place I should have been,
right.
where just I was completely blinded because I loved the person so much that all of these things that were hurting me, that were completely toxic and poisoning me,
mm-hmm.
were you know, I was tolerating it and I was asking for more, you know, and I had a very, very difficult time leaving a relationship like that. You know, so I've been you before, so I get it. All right, and
mm-hmm.
that first, I'm going to be done with this, is the hardest. And the second,
right.
I'm going to be done with this, it seems just as hard because now you know the pain of being without the person, and now you're willingly doing it again. You know, so I get it. Believe me, I get it when I say this. And just so, and the reason why I'm telling you this is because I want you to understand that even though I'm going to be a little bit tough on you now. It's because I've been where you are, and I wouldn't be as happy as I am or where I am today had I not come to the same realizations that I'm going to tell you about right now. Okay?
Okay.
And that is this, is that it's going to be difficult. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be difficult, but you need to remember that just because a relationship ends, it does not mean that you stop loving the person. Okay? And it doesn't
right.
mean even necessarily that the other person stops loving you. It means that you guys just stop hurting each other. And that's really
right.
all that's coming out of this relationship is a bunch of hurt. So what you need to do is, in your mind, as much as you love him, you need to say, okay, fine, it's okay that I love him. And it's okay
right.
that we've had this relationship. But you know what? You can't let him change who you are. You can't
right.
become just what he needs. You need to remain you. And that's what I lost when I was with that person. I lost me.
Right.
you know? And there's no person in this world that is worth sacrificing yourself for. There is no person in this world that's worth killing who you are to be something that you're not.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is you need to almost suck it up, and you need to get callous to it, and you need to say, yes, it's okay that I love this person, but I'm not going to be with this person, because being alone and lonely and learning how to be a friend to myself and learning how to be a lover to myself and learning how to have a positive relationship with myself is better than any of the drama, any of the toxic, you know, sort of love that he wants to give you. And believe me, it's not love that he's giving you, honey. He doesn't love you, okay, the way that you think he does. He loves the idea of you. He loves the things that you do for him. He loves how you make him feel. But he does not love you, because if he loved you, he would do the best thing for you, which is stay away from you.
Right.
And help you break away
from him. Sometimes you just need to understand that you know what? If you love somebody that much, sometimes the best thing to do is to let them go.
Right.
And of course,
you know,
you were brought to maybe see if he could step up to the plate, but he's not doing it. And, you know, you're allowing yourself to keep getting hurt. And, you know, you want, maybe your dreams died. You thought he was the one you were going to marry. He was going to be the father of your children. So you're mourning for the loss of all that, too.
Yeah.
You're mourning for the idea of him, not necessarily who he is. You're mourning for who you thought he was going to be, not for who he is. You have to see him for who he is. And you have to understand that sometimes God removes people from your life for a reason. So before you start chasing after them, you better think about what those reasons are.
Yeah.
And again,
because you're a victim once. You are only a victim once. You are a volunteer every time after.
Right, and that's what you're doing. You know, sometimes it's practicing willpower.
Yeah.
You know, when people have addiction, sometimes you just got to practice willpower. You just got to say, this is not happening, and you're going to have to fill your life with things that are making you feel happy. You know, is there any interest that you have, things that you can get involved in that you sitting around thinking about him all the time?
Yeah.
You need to get angry.
Yeah.
You need to get angry at what he's doing, because you know what? I mean, we've spoken several times, okay? And the bottom line is that you don't deserve this. You are too good of a person to tolerate this. He is bringing out the worst in you. He's not enhancing who you are as a woman. He's bringing out the worst in you. You should be angry at that. You should be mad that he's doing that. You should be mad that here you are just trying to have something lovely and pure, that he's poisoning it that way. He's compromising your self-respect. He's compromising your dignity. Those are things that should be mad, that should make you angry. Because, you know, if you move past the sad and you move past the lonely, you're going to get to the anger stage. And then you're going to finish out the levels of grief. You're going to finish out all those stages until at the end, you're going to say, yeah, you know what, it was good while it was there. It was good while it lasted. We had some great times, and those times are no longer upon us, and you know what, I'm better off. And that's it.
And it's never easy. We're not saying this is easy.
I know.
If I could bet my psychic ability on this, you'll be back with him and talking to him probably for another month. You'll be back.
Please don't say that. I'm just saying,
if I were betting my and I'm not judging it, because maybe you just have to have, you know, that one big whammy. Sometimes it's, you know, we have to wait till the person really does something so horrific. I'm just trying to avoid that for you. The universe will show you his true colors, the full whammy of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if that's what it'll take to break you away from him. Nobody's saying this is easy. Nobody wants to be in your shoes. Okay, nobody wants to be feeling what you feel.
It's tough.
Men going through this,
I'll give you that.
And it's very tough. It's not easy. It's the hardest thing you'll have to do. But, you know, you're a social worker, and part of it is maybe to learn why some of the people you're dealing with can't get over their addictions. They can't break away.
Yep.
They can't break their patterns. You know, so we don't judge people. We understand how hard it is to be human.
Yeah.
But, you know, love isn't pain.
But,
but do you, like, see me, like, getting over him, meeting somebody else?
Of course I do.
I'll tell you right now, Justina, you're not going to meet anybody else unless you get over him. You're not going to meet anybody unless you're okay being just you.
Right, and again, it will
be... That's what you got to do. If you want to manifest that person, if you want that love and you want somebody to come into your life that's going to be worth keeping, you need to be okay with you. Don't look to the relationship to put a Band-Aid on the previous one. You need to take 2 feet out, okay? Because right now you're dancing. You're dancing by the door. You're dancing with your foot on the threshold, okay? Because you don't want to be with him. You know it's bad, but sometimes what's bad feels good. And you know what?
Yeah.
You can't give in to that. You need to be okay, just you. I did the same thing. I kept going back and going back and going back and then saying, nope, I can't have this, and going back. And you know what? It was all a mistake. Every time it was a mistake. I should have been done the first time it happened 6 months in, you know?
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I was, you know what I'm saying? You're
and
not going to manifest
stay,
anybody worth
stay.
Keeping. Oh, my God. And it's terrible.
And the longer you're
going
to stay, the longer you're going to stay, Justina. So if you keep going back and forth and back and forth, it's like, you know, it's like you keep reinforcing your heroin habit. It was one bag, now it's 5 bags.
Yeah.
It gets harder and harder.
You know what the best thing to do is? The best thing to do is to come up with the ideal person in your head. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Come up with that ideal. Put a face on them. It could be a famous person's face. It could be anything that you want. Come up with that ideal. Write it down on paper, okay? Every night before you go to bed, read what you write down and try to dream about that person. Try to talk to that person in your dream, okay? You know what? When you're lonely and you're out shopping, pretend that they're home waiting for you, okay? In every way, shape, or form, live that relationship in your head. Okay, of how wonderful it is coming home to that person, how fabulous it is when you guys go out, how loving that person is, how you feel when you wake up next to that person, every single facet of what you want that relationship to be. I don't pick that guy that everybody likes, Jax on that damn show with the blonde hair. You know, pick anybody famous, put a face to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Put a face to your ideal prince. Okay? And start living that relationship in your head. Don't relive the dramatic one. Relive that relationship because you know what? Over time, when you start to feel good about relationships there, that's what you're going to be concentrated on. That's where your energy is going to be. And that is what you're going to manifest for yourself. You're going to manifest that kind of relationship.
Exactly. Well, we're at the end of our show, Nicole. I loved what you said. I loved everything you said, and you've learned so much. And, again, sometimes we keep seeing something that's not there. You know, the man that you love doesn't exist.
Right.
And you need to stop thinking about it. And every time you start thinking about him, don't think about the good right now. Think about all the bad stuff.
I know. That's what I try to do. I try to think about all those bad things because sometimes I forget them.
Don't think about the good stuff. Just think about the bad, you know.
Yeah.
Just keep thinking about the bad. Well, you'll call in again soon. You know,
I will.
Justina, we love you so much, and we're with you, and you know you have us.
Okay,
well,
thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, everybody, for calling, and thank you, Nicole, for helping me on that, because, you know, I just couldn't be that. I know,
tough love, and I'm sorry for being tough on you, Justina, but I guarantee
you. No, it's fine. That's what I need.
I know. If you push through this, though, it will be worth it. I promise you that.
Okay.
Right. And we're living testimonies to that, right? Nicole? Living
absolutely we are.
Well, we'll all talk next week. Everybody start enjoying the warm weather. We love it. Good night,
absolutely.
Nicole. Good night, Cindy.